The red wave was rigged to recede. The elections espionaged. Voting sabotaged. CCP Carter Center camouflaged. The red wave was miraged. Will they cheat? They already have. Will they steal elections? They already did. Will they invade? It's already done. Will there be war? There already is. Name me the date and time there hasn't been. We are born in war, we die in war. Since the war in heaven, before the world, get your head in the fight or lose it. And then they take everything, especially our children. This war is parents versus pedos. Conceived in rape, orphaned and adopted, claimed by Christians, initiated by indigenous, tribally trained, martial arts mastered, PSYOPs and special forces served, decades of duty in DEA and DIA, intelligence inducted, deep state betrayed, Yeshua saved, dedicated to Republic rescue, American exceptionalism, and redemption by God's grace. I'm Jeff Prather, and this is the Prather Point. Welcome, everybody. Happy to be with you. Important show today, several very important, crucial guests. If you haven't, for updates, please go and subscribe to jeffreyprather.com, JeffreyPrather.com. If you go to ery, you're not going to get me. Reyprather. And you can go to the shop there. There's some new gifts up there my wife put up for Christmas. Something I should have done a long time ago. And that is there's a candle. There's a phone case. Freedom is taken. Looks like there's a cool blanket of It Didn't End, It Began. That looks real nice. There's a plaque a lot of people like that works really well. And there's an apron. So, because I don't go into the CIA and DIA and get aprons anymore. So take a look at those. There's the Jab Rescue Kit. My videos for training are all involved there as well. Whether you want to do my handgun martial arts or my natural native horsemanship or my martial arts series, close quarter combat series, they're all up there in the in the shop as well. Lots happening today. Very important to get to that all. And so breaking is the Arizona Attorney General says they are going to take action. Don't be surprised. Of course, the title of this show is that Arizona fights while California quits. And that is really true. And we'll get to that. But California looks like they are dismissing all of the CCP spy Eugene Yu's charges. There were ballots, of course, in the black duffel bags. The officials have broke many election laws and state demands. Yesterday, I had on my American Media Periscope Prather Brief, which you can get at American Media Periscope, and also at patreon.com/JeffreyPrather. I had on Mark Fincham, old friend and ran for Secretary of State. He was law enforcement like I was back in the day. And we talked in detail about the stolen election and how he was just visiting with President Trump. And President Trump was asking, what are the people of America, of Arizona going to do? And his answer was Team America Arizona is standing up. They are standing up in Maricopa. They are making a difference there. They've been out at the drop boxes. They have been convoying to protest the steal, to stop the steal. They've been in Cochise County in Michigan. They are all over the place. And that momentum is bearing fruit. That's really important. And Arizona Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Wright with the Elections Integrity Unit wrote a letter to Maricopa County officials past Saturday demanding an accounting for the widespread ballot tabulation and ballot printer problems seen in the general election. But among the most troubling issues was a letter directed to Thomas Liddy with the Maricopa County's Attorney's Office was the apparent commingling of ballots in a black duffel bag in at least one polling location. Actually, there were a lot of black duffel bags. It reminded me of when I was doing undercover reverses for cocaine and delivering $250,000 in a black duffel bag. It's the same kind of thing. And Mark had mentioned that the drug mules are just like the ballot mules, probably the same folks doing the same thing. And the commingling of these ballots in black duffel bags in at least one polling location were successfully run through the on-site tabulators, with those put in box number three, which of course is where the fraud occurs, downtown in the Phoenix Tabulation Center. There's been hundreds of complaints received, and these complaints go beyond pure speculation, but firsthand witness accounts. And of course, everyone knows the election was stolen. I assessed that there would be no revenge tour. You should reevaluate those that said there would be a red wave. I've talked about that. But there's also another place where Arizonans are fighting mightily and winning, and that is in Cochise County. And I have one of those heroic citizen warrior patriots with me, and that's Tom Crosby. So let me bring him on here to the show. There we go. Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Well, thanks. Thanks for yes. So thanks for coming on. We are live on the Prather Point. You are an official in Cochise County, and you were at the tip of the spear there. So tell us about your letter to Katie Hobbs and what's her name, Miss Lorick, and everything that's going on.
Sure. About last week, we had three good presenters that I talked to: Daniel Wood, Paul Rice, and Brian Steiner. Daniel Wood being a Marine, and he was real proud, and everybody down here in Cochise County was proud of him. So the issue is the certification of the machines, but not just the certification of the machines, but the accreditation of the laboratories that certify machines. So that is what we're looking into. Here's the documents. This is by Paul Rice, Secretary of State's office, dead to rights. They say that these machines do not pass muster as written in the laws. So it seems.
And what's the deadline? Is that October, or I'm sorry, what's the deadline, November, for them to get back to you and show accreditation, proof of accreditation, chain of custody of accreditation?
The next meeting that the Secretary of State's office might show up on is this next one. We have invited our three presenters, Mr. Wood, Mr. Rice, and Mr. Steiner, to come back again. Sorry about that. We'll get rid of that. And basically do their presentation over again if necessary, and have it out or have a interaction with Secretary of State's representatives. I do not know if the Secretary of State is going to send representatives, or if they're just going to recycle past documents that essentially say these machines are certified because we say so, and just don't worry about it.
I don't want you to give away any of your strategy, but what is the plan, as much as you want to elaborate on that, when they do come back? Because everybody knows that they're not certified. They weren't certified in 2020. We're working with various groups about that. Does the board have a plan to move forward from there?
Well, there's a possibility, for instance, that you can go beyond the 28th. And so most of the boards of sizers are under the threat by their county attorneys. You do this, you have to do that. I spoke with another in Arizona, formerly in the Montana state legislature. And there's a couple factors here. You have county attorneys and their are in a position where they have got used to supervising the supervisors, okay, supervising the county supervisors, and putting all kinds of threats up against them that I was familiar with the county. If you don't do what we say, you're going to face personal liability and all this kind of stuff. And it's probably true. I mean, we got sued over trying to do a hand count and went to court just talking about different iterations of a hand count. In other words, the county elections director always does a limited hand count of 2% or about two of the precincts or vote centers as they now are. I would prefer to go back to the precinct system. So in this case, she always does that. So what I introduced as a resolution in October 24th, that same minimal hand count, but instead of just being in very all ballots. That was all at the top page of the so we need to have.
Well, you start. You're breaking up.
Okay, how about if I get closer? Like,
seems to be working. Yeah, Mark Elias showed up and he just threatened everybody, saying, "Let me be clear. If anybody dares to have a hand count, then I'll just be sued."
Right. Okay. So we're talking out of all precincts or all vote centers instead of just 2% or two of the precincts. And so we ended up going to court over our desire to do a real hand count of all ballots, including the early ballots, because that's 80% of the ballots are mail-in ballots now. So, you know, here's about 90%, now it's 80% of all ballots are mail-in ballots. And most people understand that that is where the cheating is going to be if there's cheating.
And so Yavapai and Navajo counties are joining you. Are there any other counties that are joining you as well?
I talked to a woman in Mojave County, and that was the only supervisor that I actually spoke to. And if there are other efforts being made to communicate with other boards of supervisors, that's a wonderful thing.
And so, and where can people reach out to support your brave stand?
I think the best place is supervisors, if they're not already certified, get them table certification. That's what we did. We tabled certification. And so what we're expecting is for the secretary. The Secretary of State's come with the proof that I have delineated Charlie Paul about the accreditation and therefore the certification of these machines.
Well, excellent. Well, Arizona is the tip of the spear. Maricopa is in the fight. Cochise is actually winning the fight and inspiring the rest of America while California is quitting. And so honors and prayers out to you all. Thank you so much, and keep up the good fight.
All right, I'll get into that fast and pray. You probably know why.
Yes. Okay, so that was Tom Crosby. On the Cochise County board, that they are tabling, they are demanding, they're looking for the certificates of conformance issued by the EAC to that the machines were certified and the EAC was certified, if I'm following all of this correctly. But the main point is they are resisting the steal, whereas most of the country, it's really pathetic, it's really sad, is doing nothing. I turned on the news today just to see if I was going to miss anything. And the pathetic Tennessee Attorney General is going after Taylor Swift tickets through Ticketmaster. Meanwhile, there are climate activists defacing Vincent van Gogh sunflower paintings. I remember back when ISIS terrorists blew up the giant Buddhist statues way before they got started. And I goes, oh, these guys are going to be a problem because they're destroying civilization. That's the same thing Antifa's doing. That's the same thing that these climate terrorists are doing. This is the end of civilization. Europe is already heading towards its dark ages. Asia is rising. America may be next if people don't wake up. But Americans are so, their lives are so easy. They are so drugged up, fattened up, and dumbed down. They may not make it. And that is unfortunate. Hoping to get another person on here, but haven't heard from him yet. Standing by. But again, as Mark Fincham said yesterday, the RNC had roving attorneys. There were 11 roving attorneys yesterday looking well, not yesterday, but during the election, looking at ballot and voting inaccuracies. And there were lots of grounds to resist this steal of election. So again, as I've said last week, the Democrats are all lawyers. They use the law for lawfare to tie everything up, and they like to sabotage the machinery. That's why they want machinery voting. That's they're fascinated with that. That's why they want the mRNA in the jabs and boosters to modify the genetic code. The Republicans are more interested in personalities and platforms, but they're not in the fight. They don't understand what's going on. And I got some criticism saying Trump is still not in the fight because he hasn't apologized for Warp Speed. Somebody sent me an email saying, well, he actually said, hey, Warp Speed was a great success, and he's still on board with that. If that is the case, then that's a real problem. DeSantis is much better in that he understood that the DOJ was sending not election monitors, but election saboteurs. That's espionage. They infiltrate so they can sabotage. You have to get your head in the fight. And if you say my head's in the game, that means your head's not in the fight. I'm still getting emails from people about that. But again, what Tom was talking about was violation of ARS, Arizona Revised Statute 16-442B. Voting machines must be certified by an accredited test lab. Only legal ballots, not counterfeit ballots, may be counted. And the voter rolls are unlawfully controlled by an out-of-state entity. That's CONEC. And I'll talk about those again in a moment here. The ballot machines failed to accept ballots from voters at the recent 2022 elections at many polling centers. So people couldn't vote. That's a violation of civil rights. The whole purpose of voting the day of and proper submittal of the day of voting via tabulator. Instead, voters were forced to put their ballots in slot three, box three, door three, and that's where they can then sabotage them. The slot three separator in the voting boxes failed, commingling tabulated votes with untabulated votes. This compromises the non-counted ballots and also commingles the ballots counted with the non-counted. And that's about 17,000. One of the numbers that they're saying Carrie Lake lost at. So again, I'm not going to duplicate my interview with Mark Fincham, but I'm really going to encourage you to go to the Prather Brief at American Media Periscope and watch that interview yesterday, because I'm moving on. And a lot of people, I guess, people are telling me they're not covering the election steal. They're just moving on. Like the regular, I think it was Newsmax or Fox or CNN. They're all the same. They're all intelligence psyops fronts talking about Taylor Swift, Ticketmaster, or turkeys. But a wireless access via routers or visible networks were seen on cellular devices and observed at multiple voting centers, enabling the tabulators to unlawfully connect to the internet via wireless modules. And that is probably what was happening That's why I'm always saying bag up, go on to jeffreypraetor.com, get your Faraday bag. I'm always talking about those. I sell a lot of those, and get mine because I use the good guys, not the bad guys. This is what we used to use in special operations intelligence to go after the bad guys. But that is crucial, and that may be the site secure solutions. And I'm working with some attorneys who are going to ask for a freedom of information request on them as well. And we put all these requests out and advisories out at voting time. But also Runbeck, the ballot printer company, which is right nearby, printed twice the amount of ballots needed based on actual voters, many of whom had not requested a mail-in ballot. And that's approximately 2 million ballots that could be used for whatever they want, nefarious activities. Beyond that, MTech's cameras revealed unauthorized people entering the restricted server room. Showed you that tape last week. And I think Gateway Pundit and Carrie Lake made tapes off of that as well. Pictures have also been taken of the computer adjudication process, where an adjudicator sitting at the computer screen showed the original vote on the left and the adjudicated ballot on the right. And one could easily see from the picture multiple instances of a vote for candidate A changed to a vote for candidate B, thereby violating the voter's intent. This is very, very clear. The DHS CISA produced a report of multiple items, 10, 11, 12 items of concern where the voting machines could be changing the voters. So this is very, very serious. Also, the chain of custody, trucks of ballots continued to show up at MTech, which may not have had proper chain of custody. And again, this is simply the Dems stealing elections because they can't win. And this is all heading towards the normalization of pedophilia. That's where all of this is going. But I encourage Patriots and Team America Arizona, because they're overworked, to look into site-secure solutions. And so site-secure solutions is this company in Arizona and Florida. It's at 502 East Meadows Lane, Gilbert, Arizona. And they supply electronic security, CCTV, access control, communication systems to enterprise, private sector, government, institutional clients. And they are, let's see what else they do. IP-based video surveillance, access control, and security management. And so, of course, this is how the Dems cheat. All the time. There's also another company. Where's that one? I don't know where that one is. But just got a story in that a California high school teacher was caught on video soliciting from an underage boy. This is where all of this is heading, towards the normalization of pedophilia. This has been happening in the Catholic Church for a long time. It's also happened in the Protestant Church, but this is the dark economy, and this is where all of this is going. And this is why this has to be resisted. They are coming for our children. So there were 72 of the 115 vote centers that had material problems with the tabulators not being able to tabulate ballots. This is the steal. And if people are just going to go back to sleep, those people we can't help. Those people they're just going to not make it. There's of the thousands that were tested with the original COVID jab, 5 are left alive. There is a great die-off coming. 30% reduction in 3 decades with men's testosterone. So I was hoping to get another reporter on here. I guess that's not going to happen. But he was at the courtroom in LA and saw today very quietly that the attorneys for Eugene Yu, the alleged CCP spy that runs CONEC, that controls all the voting systems, had the encrypted device. It was in a box, so he couldn't see what it was. But this is the 350 terabytes that has all the voter data given back. The cell phone is not given back yet. Not sure about the passport. There's another meeting happening. But this is the slow walk of the steel, removing this from Michigan, where they had less control, and fly over to California, Farrell State, Farrell City, FBI behind it. We've never, ever seen the FBI affidavit that Eugene Yu's attorney said was there that showed that they were not part of an investigation. Obviously, it's just like the Israeli art students. The FBI is getting Eugene Yu and Donna Wang, his fellow alleged CCP spy, out of the country. All of her training as a doctor was done in China. And this is so crucial because the CONEC election software is used by over 1,000 election boards in nearly every state. And of course, for veterans, rather for military personnel serving on active duty overseas. And they have returned some of that evidence. It's not clear why they haven't returned all of it, what they expect out of that, probably payments. But CONEC uses independent contractors in China and in Barcelona, Spain, to rig the elections. But probably the passport, but definitely the encrypted device with 300 terabytes of data, which is all the US voters' information, was returned. And the $500,000 cash bond was returned as well. And this was quietly done. And this was Rick Olson. I was hoping to have him call in today to get a report from him, talk to him earlier, but doesn't seem that he's able to do that, unfortunately. Let me see if I can try and get him, but doesn't seem to be happening. So why this is so important is that CONEC has products deployed within the US election systems and abroad. And some of these products have to do with the overseas elections provisions, and they go through the internet via smartphones. And so this is, again, how the Dems and the Chinese and big tech and big pharma, biodigital information influence operations, are waging war. I've talked in the past about how 80 some soldiers at Fort Bragg, where I used to serve, home of Special Forces, home of Special Warfare Center, SWIC, home of the 82nd Airborne, America's Rapid Deployment Force, are dying in their beds because they're getting the fake jab Comirnaty never produced. And even though they are supposed to be the experts in unconventional war and irregular warfare, they don't understand the new war that they are in, perhaps because they've spent two decades fighting the GWAT, the government war on terror. And so they think, well, I know all about war. They do know all about war, certainly. Those veterans have certainly done more than I did. I was kind of sneaking around Central and South America back in the 80s and then in the 90s. But everybody always fights the last war instead of the next war. And this is an information influence operations, fifth generational biodigital genetic war. But you should be assessing all of those you've listened to. And I'm not here to badmouth anybody, but all the commentators that said nuclear war, or the commentator said red wave, all of those. Now, of course, the Republicans, rhinos, have taken the House. And they say they're going to have hearings. Whatever happens with those hearings, nothing. Why? Because the Office of Special Counsel, OSC, I went to them when they were targeting me. They did nothing. They're not very well-trained investigators. They're not senior 13s or 14s, GS-13s or 14s, 18-11s. And they're understaffed and they're undertrained. But primarily, CONEC has the Poll Chief system, which is an election worker management system, EMS. And Poll Chief helps manage the poll workers, polling locations, campaigns, assets, mail-in ballots, and supplies necessary to run elections in the US, Canada, and Australia. And they have smartphone applications. So this is everything that I have been trying to warn people about. And others are warning people about. Harry the Greek, George Webb have paid a lot of attention to these things. Kaneko the Great, others. The original smartphone app was deployed, created by Konec and released in 2013 in Detroit. So Maricopa is the tip of the spear. Cochise has a small win where we're trying to fight back. California is quitting. America is dying. But Detroit was the place of infection that led to the infestation of all of this. And if you haven't seen my my talk in Branson at the Freedom and Health, I was talking about the seduction of evil, something I talk about a lot. As a chaplain in spiritual warfare, the process oppression, which leads to obsession, which leads to infection, which leads to infestation, which leads to possession. The counter to that is the process of sanctification, where God says it, where God says, I do it, you watch, I do it, you help, you do it, I help, you do it, I watch, you do it. Then God and you are eventually in line because the creator is always in the creation. We don't see any evolving of species, but every year there are new species that pop out of nowhere. That is very important to understand. The mobile app has, you can use, it's on smartphones, it's on Android phones, and it interfaces through computers. This is why the IP is so concerning. And this may be why what SiteSecure, the poll camera, was doing. Now, SiteSecure did release some overhead pictures of some of the masked, kitted, and armed Dropbox watchers, which were given to sedition hunters, which is Antifa, which is the left. So remember, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, ISIS, climate activists, they're all the same. They are the covert militia, the covert fighting force of different governments. That's why Antifa.com goes to WhiteHouse.gov, and before Pedo Joe or the doubles stole the presidency, Antifa.com went to Biden.com. They are protected. It's very clear, you won't see this in any of the mainstream media, but it's very clear that this is what is happening and this is what is going on. So this is a summary of the products and threats posted against the United States through Konec. This is the center of the war, and I'm so sad that people don't understand that, especially the military. And the military oftentimes tends to focus too much upon physicality, which is important, but they have a method and apparatus for location-aware, job-tracking, correlated, multimedia information. And all of this allows a mobile device configured to capture multimedia data related to a job, produce a job table for the job that includes the multimedia data, time of day information and location information, and wirelessly transmit the job table via a wireless mobile network. So that's why they really wanted to get that device, that encrypted device with the terabytes back, because it is clear evidence. It is the smoking gun. And the LADA just gave it back to the CCP spy. It also can do geo-tuning to help election workers, election saboteurs, find a particular location if the GPS is unsuitable. The field force manager can zero in on a specific latitude and longitude coordinates for more accurate geo-tuning. This is the geo-tuning, the geo-warrants, all of that. That is the new weaponry, why the 5G is being brought about. All of this is being weaponized against us, against our children. That's why I'm so focused on this. The Workers Mac Konec features, the Workers Map Konec features deploy a life pattern to be guided and tracked. A super administrator can assign a sequential route to an election worker. So a life pattern means a pattern of life. That's a term of art, or that's a key phrase in using geo-targeting, geo-fencing. And it used to be, we used that against the bad guys, and now it's being turned on against us through the government going right along with it. Seidel, Dominion, Smartmatic, all of that inside the government. You know, I was part of the OPM hack because I've been in government for so long. And so this is the sabotage, and it's on such a grand scale, and only a couple of places, Arizona, Michigan is also fighting back. Michigan has actually said, I believe one of my Team America reps there said that Michigan has just put out a statement, Michigan Republican Party, Grand Old Party, or it might be the Grand New Party. I got to check on that, saying that the 2020 election is nullified. But this, we are gaining traction on this. This is just the beginning of a fourth generation resistance movement warfare. But the CONEC is funded by the DOD and has an open contract and has untold number of vulnerabilities in the election management system. So this is really, I'm speaking about the 80 brag soldiers that died in their beds, but really this is how the unrestricted warfare doctrine of the Chinese, our main enemy, has taken effect and been used against us. And it's very important to begin to understand this, because we are losing our country. We are losing our culture. The government is gone. And if we can't get this back through reforming, repairing our legal system, not in DC, that's finished, but across the country, in flyover America, then the final option is kinetic. And none of us veterans want that. Somebody emailed me recently saying, I'll hold you to that. Well, I'll hold you to that. I'm a veteran. I've been doing this for my entire career. So I don't know what your background is. But, you know, can't do it alone. Working so hard right now, because this is a historical time in our country, and most people are just asleep to it. And there's going to be a great die-off from all of those. Number that is happening. But again, I talked about the LA underage boy on video. And this is the former Teachers Union president and gay club advisor, Roger Gavigan, who teaches history, I'm sure about that, at the Foothill High School in Tustin, California, soliciting an underage boy on November 19th, 2022. And so this is what the government has become, killing the unborn babies, selling their carcasses, pimping, grooming, our children. And you have to walk away from all of this. This is a war between parents versus pedos. I don't know how much simpler and clearer I can be. In Brazil, the minister in Brazil, because, and I just was talking to, I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not sure he wants me to say, but I got a call from a young reporter in Brazil who ran into some clowns in action down there in State Department. Because, of course, the people are protesting the election in Brazil. And he got into a tussle out there, and I was giving him some advice on what to do and how to get out of there. Because they are very adamant about stealing all of that and controlling that. And so the Brazilian justice minister signed an order allowing child services to take away children from election protesters. So they are coming for our children. In Ohio, the FBI has allowed Child Protective Services and adoption agencies to take away children for a long time. That's a big scandal. Strzok and Page have been involved in that. They're also, the Supreme Court Minister Alexandra De Moraes has ordered the blocking of bank accounts of at least 42 individuals. So they haven't done too many yet because they probably aren't going to pay attention to what happened in Canada when Trudeau, Fidel's love child, decided to seize the bank accounts and everybody started pulling their money out of the banks. And they then, the puppet masters told him to stop because they were collapsing the system that they're living off of. That's what's happening with our taxpayer dollars. Everything going to FTX, to Ukraine, then back to the Democratic Party. FTX funding studies to say ivermectin and hydrochloroquine don't work. It's a totally corrupted system. And Americans are so dumbed down, fattened up, and drugged up that they aren't aware of what is happening. But there is signs that there is movement because of Putin, a great ally, and Musk. I still say Musk is an ally. He just restored Trump to Twitter. Remember, Trump was a very effective ally using Twitter for its real purpose, which is psyops and intelligence gathering. He was very effective, so effective that they had to ban him. But the US and allies have announced a $20 billion package to wean Indonesia off of coal. So why would they need to do that? Well, this is the end of civilization as we know it. This is part of the great kill off, the great die off. But at the G20 leaders meeting. Now, remember back when I broke the story about Pelosi stopping in Apotec to start the new biolabs there because Putin and the Russians are interdicting the Ukrainian biolabs. So they're moving them there. And so they want to get them off coal, but really it's a payoff for the new biolabs. This is going to be very interesting because Europe is falling. Europe is heading towards a new dark ages. It is England is going Muslim. Culture is completely being destroyed as the ISIS terrorist blew up the giant sandstone Buddhas. Now the climate activists are destroying great works of art. This is the end of civilization. And when the systems go out, and they will, because the system is so fragile, this will be a new dark ages that is occurring. Europe is going to fall. Asia is on the rise. Although if it continues to go with these bioweapon labs, that too will be destroyed. America is on its last gasp as well. And that's why I am fighting so hard and trying to support, and Team America is working so hard with other groups to do this. But Austin, the fake Secretary of Defense, was just over there in Indonesia saying that they are going to support the Indonesian military. And that, again, is really about supporting the biolabs, which is called the bio threat reduction labs, but it's really about more bioweapons because they can be made so specifically, genetically specifically. It's the nuclear war, mutually assured destruction doctrine is irrelevant now. And they're talking about giving them jets. That's just for show. That's a cover. Those are not important. It's just like Abbott saying, I'm putting tanks on the border. Totally irrelevant. It matters not. The old, for all of us veterans, the old, you know, fold the gap thing and deploy the tanks and the Soviets are coming through the fold the gap. Never happened. It's irrelevant at this point. Those weapons are irrelevant. You got to remember World War II, the French troops and weaponry were better than the Germans. But the Blitzkrieg, the new type of third generation warfare, moved too fast for them. They didn't understand the new type of warfare, just like with Billy Mitchell, They didn't understand air warfare. They're not understanding biogenetic, biodigital information influence, fifth generation warfare now. But Pedo Joe's puppet masters understand it very well. And they just had Pedo Joe or a double sign a G20 Bali Leaders Declaration agreeing to adopt vaccine passports to facilitate all international travel. And the White House states it supports the World Health Organization's mRNA vaccine technology transfer hub, as well as other tracing programs throughout the world designed to share technology, joint research, and joint production of vaccines. And that goes back to Indonesia. And they're establishing a global health tracing and vaccine passport system. It says, so if you can move around, so for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of people 100%, if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can continue to move around. Of course, we've seen people locked down in China. We've seen the portable white prisons with bars. We've seen people being burned alive, heard the screams as well. And this goes back to an August 2021 World Health Organization 90-page guidance document for countries and implementing partners on the technical requirements. Say those things is when there are gaps. Very interesting. I'll go back into more guarded conversations. So the G20 summit also had Klaus Schwab, chair of the World Economic Forum, an architect of the Great Reset. And he said, what we have to confront is a deep systemic and structural restructuring of our world. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process. And this is exactly what fifth generation war is, to change the culture, change the civilization, really destroy it, destroy the crops, destroy the water, all of that. That is what is happening here. The FTX slush fund, which remember, Sam Bankman-Fried had the little girl pedo shirt on his Twitter avatar. I showed that. I talked about that. Showed funded studies, besides funneling money to Ukraine and the Dems, funded study falsely claiming that hydrochloroquine, ivermectin weren't effective. So what we're seeing here is a complete corruption of the existing system, which if we can't reform, will eventually on its own collapse through famine, through all the sabotage that's happening. They think they can control this. That's why, remember back when the supposed Russian missiles, I think now they've been proven to be Ukrainian missiles, hit Poland. And also, even earlier than that, I talked about a conversation where Putin had called Trump and said, hey, I think we killed some of American soldiers. And Trump had said, well, those were not in there, so they're not soldiers, they're mercenaries, it's okay. And remember, everybody was, remember all the talking heads, all the pundits talking about that, oh my gosh, and all the talking heads that have talked about nuclear war, and all the talking heads that have talked about red wave. And none of that has come out, that none of that has proven true. But what I have said has proven true, because it's no longer that type of war. So they even told, I believe I saw Zelensky told to be quiet about all of that. That's because if there is a real war, although there is footage out there recently of Ukrainian soldiers executing, shooting in the head Russian POWs, it's clear murder, clear sin, clear Geneva Convention violations, but you don't hear any of that in the mainstream media. None of that. You hear about Taylor Swift Ticketmaster tickets being investigated by the Tennessee Attorney General. The system is completely corrupt. You've got to get out of it, create parallel systems, and build the resistance, because this system is going to collapse. They want it to collapse. What they think is, though, they'll be okay when it collapses. They won't. They don't understand Sri Lanka, what happened there. It's like, I can't think of the black athlete who was telling Blantyre, burn that shite down. And then they came to burn his place down. They goes, well, don't burn mine down, but burn everybody else's down. In the 2013 trial of over 200,000 people testing for the mRNA-based medication, 5 are left alive. 5. So they are losing their troops. They are losing confidence. They are losing human terrain. They're losing physical terrain. And they're cheating even more and more blatantly. That builds the resistance. But as I've said before, red team is in the build the resistance phase, and blue team is in round up, arrest, execute, the red team phase. This will not hold. All you got to do is look at any of the recent fourth generation wars, or from our revolution, which was a 4G war, to Vietnam, to Afghanistan, or look at Christian revolutionary resistance to Rome, which took about 3 centuries. But it will not hold. My wife the other day was asking me, do they understand this? I'm like, no, they don't understand this. At one time, Japan, a little island, thought it would be a great idea to take on the United States and the Allies. Now, not everybody, Yamamoto didn't think it was a good idea because it was a naval officer. It's like, we're an island. We're already blockaded. But Tojo, the army guy, thought it'd be a good idea. Germany, after losing one world war, which World War I was much more horrific than World War II, thought, we'll do it again. Let's do it again. So these isolated elites in echo chambers do all kinds of stupid stuff all the time. And they tell each other how smart they are. If you've never seen Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher played, I can't think of her name, great actor, but the movie got panned because she was a conservative, but she was great. Friends with Reagan. She also launched the SAS Pagoda Troop assault on the Iranian hostage situation at Princess Gate. Great movie on that is 6 days, very realistic, showing that. Said, I don't care about people's feelings. What about facts? And I talk to people all the time today, and they're saying, well, I feel as opposed to I think. You'll hear me say, I assess. And all the time I'm working with people whose feelings get hurt, and then they run off like children. And that's fine, because I would rather them leave now than when we are in crisis. That's what the filters are for in the military. But another thing that no one has heard about is back in August, Space Force, US Space Force announced it had detected a Chinese reusable space plane releasing an object in orbit. So two crucial things there. It's a reusable space plane, and they released something in orbit. So you don't hear about this because all you wanna hear is, hey, China's not a threat. But China has got a rover on Mars, China's got a reusable space plane, and it has released satellites. And what are those connecting to? Well, they're probably connecting to maybe the Site Secure Solutions IP to transmit, because I've talked about this before and had Dean Wigginton on, the chemtrails with the graphene oxide and aluminum particulates for the directed energy weapons, the layered weapon systems, their technology is advancing and our technology is fading, which is really ironic and pathetic, because there's so much more available now than when I was growing up, because you can get on the internet and you can learn almost anything, but people don't. They're all playing all kinds of silly fantasy games as opposed to studying history. And you can't study history through most films and TV shows. They're almost all wrong all the time, but people base their so-called experiences on that completely. So let me see. We did get Rick Olson on here. So yeah, he just made it. So we will, I'll bring Rick on here. And Rick is in LA and was at the courtroom today. So stand by here. I'm using my phone today. Are you there? Nope. There he is. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon, Jeff. How are you?
Doing good. I thought you weren't going to make it. So you're down there in LA. You were at the court. Please tell us what you saw today.
Yeah, that's the gray building over my head is the courtroom and their city hall to a side. Yeah, I was in the room, room 30, and that's a room I've been to before. One time the people helped me on a case. So I'm familiar with room 30. And I was there last week, too, on some days when it didn't happen. So I went back today. And, yeah, Eugene Yu was not there. The bailiff on the way in said he wasn't going to be there. I said, well, I'm going to hear the case anyway. Then while I was waiting, Deputy District Attorney Luke Sisak came up to me and asked me if I was bringing in, if I was subpoenaed for additional evidence. I said, no, I'm here to witness the case. He said, okay, as long as we're on the same page. Then they had maybe 10 minutes of preamble and discussion. There weren't that many cases earlier in the day today. Like last week, there were a lot of cases. So today was only about an hour into it. And they got to this case, 10 minutes of preamble, then about 5 minutes on the stand between Luke Sisak for LA and the attorney for Connect. I don't have her name. I'm going to get it. She has round glasses. And he handed her a box that I understood to have the hard drive. I did not hear about passport. It might have been discussed, but I did hear that the cell phone matters continued to December 2nd. And I'm going to go to that and see what's up with that. It might just be another handout or whatever, but there it is. And I note today being November 22nd is a day when there's some precedent for not looking at evidence. So it's kind of like, that's the way I feel right here with this case.
So you said hard drive, that's the 350 terabytes of encrypted data. That's the US voter information. They gave it back today. Is that what you're saying?
I'm assuming the box I saw handed over and I heard the word drive said is the one that I've read about, that people have written about and you've discussed and Harry has discussed. I'm assuming that would be it. But I did witness a box going back that was a delivery of, and I heard the word drive with it and I knew to expect it. So I think it's pretty reasonable to say that a drive was given back.
Yeah,
I made an assumption that it's that 350.
But what about the what about the cell phone and the passport?
Now, the passport, I did not hear the discussion of. They may have discussed it. They put me in the back, so I had to go with what I could hear on a mic, and I did not hear that. They may have given it, but I definitely heard that the cell phone, that's the matter for December 2nd. So I'm going to go back on December 2nd and hear that. I'm actually going to go back there right now after we talk and get the name of who the court reporter was today and order a report so I can understand some of the lines of speech that I couldn't hear from where I was sitting and hopefully get that before December 2nd. Now, we're still waiting for a transcript from November 9th, and I think we have to order one for November 16th, too. Otherwise we can go into the court computer and do printouts. You have to do screenshots. You can't print them there. So you have to go park and walk in and log into the case. And Harry has pointed out in his articles that the LA Superior Court is its own it's in its own world, and they don't really share that much. You got to go seek out the information. And the first time I did that a few weeks ago to try to get a document for Harry, I was really nervous, and I've kind of gotten used to it, so I can kind of do that now. So I'm seeing what the puzzle is like, and so it's an interesting experience. I wish I had somewhat better news. I do believe that with them only looking at it for 5 minutes, that they can't have really discussed it. That's why I said that a hard drive unexamined. There's no way they could discuss that in 5 minutes. If they were to discuss that, that would be a long case. So I'm reasonably sure that they handed it back without any scrutiny. But we'll hear if they're claiming otherwise, no doubt.
Now, Harry, I'm just getting right now Harry's story, and I guess I saw your tweet on that as well.
Okay.
So any thoughts on why they're dragging this out, why they're not just dismissing it all?
Well, my feeling last week when we had a group here, including George Webb, and we had a few people to kind of stand around and listen to what was said. My feeling, this is just my gut feeling, is that the LA office, they may be having pangs of reservations to make sure they're not freeing something, and they may still be. I don't know enough about the inside, but I'm hearing it's a pretty big thing. Like, and I think they should have misgivings, and I wish they'd. I don't mind if they keep on investigating it for the size of case it is. It seems like not to is glossing it over. That's my sense of it. I'm somewhat new to it, so I would defer to, Harry the Greek and George Webb and yourself for really the, what the bigger details are. I'm just playing catch up, but I happen to be down here, and I only have to make two turns from my home to get here. So it's a good... good local experience. I've mentioned to you, I had, as a musician, played for mayors and district attorney that played at City Hall up there on the top floor for Mayor Bradley, met him. So this is like, as a local, I feel it relates to me, and I can speak out of interest for it. I'm not planted in here or anything. It's a local story that's real for me. And so I'm just pursuing it with a kind of a thirst for knowledge. I can't really, nobody's asking me how it should go. I would say investigate it further. Take some days to determine that. That gets pretty technical.
I think you're doing a very patriotic service for your country, not just for your city and state. And I wish there were more like you, and thanks for coming on, and we will continue to follow you, and of course always kudos out to George Webb and Harry the Greek. So thanks for coming on, Rick.
Cool. And can I close with one little message? And that would be that I would hope that the people who think that they hear about this, oh well, and this election agreed with my desired results, so I'm not going to care about this case, would take a concern about this for a much bigger reason, that whoever wins an election should be the winner. And then also the data is being stolen. There's embezzlement of our funds in LA. There's a lot of things bigger than partisan things in keeping the election system honest. So my encouragement would be for the local population here who, to consider it from that point of view. Even if this helped your guy win, it might not on another occasion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so that is Rick Olson in LA at the DA's office today, who saw the drive returned. I just got that story from Harry the Greek, and that's Rick Golsonnet on Twitter. And this is historic. Later on, there'll be movies made about this stuff, of how it's kind of like the Star Wars movie. This is how a republic ends, with a pause, with a whimper. So for those patriots who are standing up and fighting back, you have all of my prayers and praise and honor. For those of you who are not, you are going to get the country you deserve and the government you tolerate, and they are coming after our children. And I will fight for our children. And if you won't, then you are not worthy of your children, the gift from God. And that's important to remember here as we approach Thanksgiving Day, and remembering how the tribes, Massasoit and Tisquantum, showed compassion for the pilgrims who weren't going to make it and help them. And then they were betrayed over and over. Shenandoah was betrayed after he saved Washington at Valley Forge. And that whole way of life of the buffalo, the native ponies, all gone now. That's what we are facing here. But if you don't study history and you don't read scripture and you don't understand the genius of Judeo-Christian native nature, which is what Judaism, Christianity, and tribal culture is really about, then you are going to be lost. So I'm speaking to the 3%, 30% that is going to pay attention and wake up and survive this, because the other lesson is the tribes are still here. The Jews are still here. The Christians are still here. The tribes are still here. Sweat lodges, synagogues, and churches remain. Where's that Mithra church? It ain't here. Romans were great soldiers, great engineers. Where's that Zeus temple? It's not here. Greeks, great philosophers, great thinkers. Jews, Christians, and Natives still here because they hold the truth and the connection to God. It's not going to be fun. Anyway, so want to wish you a sacred and solemn Thanksgiving Day, and keep your head in the fight. Fear not. God bless and keep the faith. Hold fast. We're not always winning, but we will win. Tyrants always fall. Tyranny always fails. Graphene is not in our DNA. Freedom is. But freedom is never given. It is earned, it is fought for, it is won, it is taken. So take it.